This goes to Dr. Holmes, H-O-L-M-E-S, fax 989-463-1713, regarding Connie, C-O-N-N-I-E, middle initial M, like Marie, Grassel, G-R-A-S-S-E-L. Date of birth is March 19th of 1958. Dear Dr. Holmes, this is a consultation for Mrs. Grassel, who was sent for evaluation of elevated creatinine levels, which were noted in February of 2026. She had a creatinine of 1.2 on February 11th, 26, GFR 46, and labs were rechecked April 7th, 26. Creatinine was 1.12 with GFR 54. Previous creatinine levels of March 11th of 25, creatinine 0.86, GFR greater than 60, 2/15/24, creatinine 0.74, GFR greater than 60, and August 9th, 22, creatinine 0.74, GFR greater than 60. She is a retired housekeeper from the Gratiot Community Hospital in Alma. She's also a long-term smoker who smokes at least 3/4 of a pack of cigarettes per day for more than 40 years. She also drinks only soda and no water, no coffee, but she drinks at least a liter of either Pepsi or Mountain Dew every day. That's her only beverage. Not much juice, just sodas all the time. She doesn't really restrict salt in the diet either. She was on Losartan, 100 milligram daily with hydrochlorothiazide, 12.5 milligram daily for hypertension, and then complained of severe dizziness and staggering gait. So the Losartan was decreased to 50 milligram daily. She takes it at bedtime. And the hydrochlorothiazide, 12.5 milligrams, is taken every other day now. She does have a blood pressure cuff at home, but does not check her blood pressures. It is functional, and she will start checking them again at home per our request. Currently, no headaches or dizziness, no chest pain or palpitations. She just had a low radiation CT of the chest, and that was negative for suspicion of cancer. She did have a small lesion in the left lung. She states that's unchanged from the last time it was checked. She had a colonoscopy that's recently been normal, also mammogram also normal. So she's up to date on her preventative and screening tests currently. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. She does have ongoing stress incontinence, but that's been going on for many years. No history of kidney stones or UTIs, no edema, no claudication symptoms, no known diabetes or thyroid disease. Past medical history is significant for hypertension, osteoporosis, stress incontinence with some urinary incontinence with coughing and straining. Past surgical history, she's had tubal ligation and colonoscopies. Social history, long-term smoker, greater than 40 years at 3/4 pack of cigarettes per day. Currently no alcohol use, but she does use marijuana occasionally. She is divorced and retired housekeeper. Family history is significant for heart disease and breast cancer. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, no known drug allergies. Medication is Losartan, 100 milligram at bedtime, and hydrochlorothiazide, 12.5 milligram every other day. Physical exam. Height is 65 inches, weight 146 pounds. Pulse is 60, blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 144 over 80. Tympanic membranes and canals are clear. Pharynx is clear and slightly red. Midline uvula neck is supple, no lymphadenopathy, no thyroid tenderness or nodules, no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. Heart is regular, no murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is flat, non-tender, no ascites, no palpable masses or enlarged liver or spleen. Extremities, there's no peripheral edema. She does have a few scabs on her legs without erythema, which appear to be healing. Pulses 2+, brisk capillary refill, and full sensation and motion are intact in feet and ankles and lower and legs. Labs, the most recent lab studies were done April 7th, 2026. Creatinine was slightly better, 1.12 with estimated GFR of 54. Electrolytes are normal. Calcium is 9.7. Phosphorus is 2.9. Albumin, 4.3. Her hemoglobin is 15.4. Normal white count and platelets, 409,000. Differential was normal. Assessment and plan. Elevated creatinine levels, which were noted in February of 2026. We need to repeat all the labs, the renal chemistries, another CBC. We're going to check a protein to creatinine ratio and the urine analysis. Check for microscopic hematuria, also an intact parathyroid hormone. We also have her scheduled for a kidney ultrasound with post-void bladder scan, and that will be done in Alma June 19th, 2026. She'll probably be getting her lab studies repeated when she comes to see you in the office at the end of this month for her follow-up visit, and that's okay if she waits a few more weeks to get these checked. She was asked to try to decrease her soda intake and gradually start to add water instead of the soda. She'll probably gradually do that, especially if she's drinking Pepsi heavily and a lot. She may have some caffeine dependence, so she's going to taper off the Pepsi. But hopefully that will help her kidney function improve slightly as she gets more hydrated with water and less hydrated with soda. She also may need a renal artery Doppler if her kidneys are small or asymmetrical, and we will schedule that after we see our kidney ultrasound results. And she's going to have a follow-up visit with this practice in the next 6 months. And the patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.